And today it's Travis Foster Mike Radio out here at the Veterans Expo at the Brockton VA. And I think I'm going to try to do this as number 499. I've gotten really inspired today, and I'll show you why.
All right, let's do it.
Look at all these people. This is just loaded in right now. And I'm going to be able to get some drone shots today. I've got my complete mobile rig right here. It's going to be awesome. So what I hope to do is to have my Zoom and my Sony taking a video of people and talking while I'm talking with them, and then interlace it with some cool drone shots for mission flight. Hey, it's Travis Foster Mike Radio. Welcome to number 499. I want to start by thanking my sponsors, TNT Pin Company and Outright.ai/LeadSpot. You all have been an inspiration to me coming into this final episode before we roll over to year 10. I want to thank my supporters, Caisson Shaving Company, Exceptional Parent Magazine, and Fight Camp, Be Your Strongest Combination. $4.99 originally was supposed to go a different way, but I'm glad it worked out this way. I'm at the Brockton VA for the Veterans Expo, and I'm going to do live in-person like interviews at different tables and stuff. I'm going to get some drone footage and just have a good time. And what do you mean by drone footage? Let me show you. I got permission. Always ask when you're flying a drone. This is the 00 Robotics, drone, V-copter Falcon. So mini. So it didn't quite go the way I wanted it to for number 499, but this is going to test me technically. It's going to introduce me to a lot of people. I want to thank David Hankey from the VA for having me out, and everything is just going great so far. So this is going to be a different kind of show, all this live, not in a Zoom, StreamYard, OneStream, Restream stuff. We are on location, on site, on mission all the time. We are Oscar Mike. So I'm getting this prepped, ready to fly. This is the 00 Robotics Falcon mini copter. They're 249 grams, so I don't need to have all the FAA regulations enforced. But I cannot be anywhere near the people over there. Understandable. It's not prepped for that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be here and get a shot. I'm going to go up to like 200, maybe 400 feet, get a nice action shot of the crowd, and we'll get this going for mission flight. Why the drone? Why am I bringing the drone more into Oscar Mike Radio and what I'm doing? I think it's just another tool, but it's not another tool. It's another tool in that, okay, aerial shots are part of stories and movies and film and documentaries, and I don't have the money to pay a pilot to fly a helicopter and do that kind of filming. I just don't. It's just not there for me. And I think in this case, if you watch this clip, it looks like from, 300 feet up that there's not a lot of people there. There's not a lot going on. And I couldn't get close for FAA reasons, but the thing is, when I packed everything up and went there, close up, there's tons of conversations going on, people meeting each other, people networking, learning, sharing, laughing, listening to music, eating, and the VA snacks, by the way, are on point. Their snack selection was fantastic. Sorry, just had to throw that in there. But the point is, the drone is going to allow me to show different perspectives and eventually really be incorporated with, a lot, if not all, of the things I do when I create these stories, when I can go outside the studio. It's a big learning curve. I don't know a lot, but I am liking the process, and this is just the surface, the intro to where I want to go with this. We are literally mission in flight.
Love my small rig. This is light, easy to use, multiple hookup points, very stable in grass or on concrete. Thank you, Outright.ai.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Travis with Oscar Mike Radio at the Brockton VA Expo, and I'm with Alicia from Abernathy Home Care. Alicia, welcome to Oscar Mike Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So once more with feeling, what is Abernathy Home Care?
So Abernathy Home Care is a home care service. We're based out of Stoneham, Massachusetts, and we offer free home care benefits to veterans. So to qualify, you have to have been in the military in some capacity, and you automatically qualify for home care benefits if you had any sort of service-connected disability, if you are a former POW, if you won a Purple Heart or a Medal of Honor. And
Awesome, awesome.
if you have any sort of if you meet the income requirements, that's the other way you can qualify as well.
So if I'm a family member and I'm worried about taking care of my relative and they serve and meet the qualifications through the VA, you guys can take care of it.
100%. You can get anywhere from 6 to 28 hours per week.
That's amazing. That's amazing. How's it like being out here at the expo and seeing all these veterans?
It's amazing, honestly, just to see like the range and ages and like just to see all these amazing people that have made such a strong commitment to our country. And it for me, it feels good to know I'm offering a service that can help these people as they age and go into a time in their life where they helped our country, now we're helping them.
Well, Alicia, I just want to tell you this is Oscar Mike Radio episode 499 that you're part of. I'm so happy to talk with you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we're mission in flight. I got a lot to see and do. I want to thank Alicia. And again, I'll have the link to Abernathy in the Oscar Mike Radio show post. We're mission in flight. You never know who you're going to run into anywhere, any climb, any place. And I'm walking through and I see the GOAT, the legend, Truck DaCosta with the Office of Veteran Advocate. Truck, welcome to Oscar Mike Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
We haven't talked like on the air before.
We have not. We have not.
So remind everybody again, what does the Office of the Veteran Advocate do for veterans in Massachusetts?
Sure. So the Office of the Veteran Advocate is really there to make sure that veterans have access to all their benefits and entitlements. Our regional liaisons work really closely with the veteran service officers in each town to make sure that they have the resources needed to be successful and really support their veteran community.
So you really are Oscar Mike mission in flight.
Absolutely.
Now, you won some kind of award or something recently. Come on, tell me about that and I'll let you go.
It's been such an honor. So I was awarded the Deborah Sampson Award, which is the highest honor in Massachusetts for a woman veteran. It's really for women veterans who are going above and beyond. And I'm so humbled to be standing on the shoulder of giants who really paved the way for me to be able to do the work that I do. And honestly, it's just been such an incredible honor.
Well, Truck, you tell Colonel Notch and all the crew back at OVA that I'm still pulling for him. I still love what you all do. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, Travis. Thank you for you and what you do. It's amazing to see the amount of support and enthusiasm for the veteran community. So we appreciate you.
Truck DaCosta, people, OVA, I'll have the link in the Oscar Mike Radio show post. All right, and we're back. We are back. So I've talked to several orgs already, but this is one is very special to me, the Executive Office of Veteran Services, and they're out today at the Brockton VA Expo. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
My name is Peggy Duffy Shea, and I work with the Women's Veterans Network. I have the honor of being here today and talking to our veterans about our state benefits, as well as I've had four women veterans today.
Four.
Four.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. I was talking to Counselor Ed Flynn from the city of Boston. He's telling me that women veterans are the fastest growing segment in
They
veterans.
are in the military. More women. I think it's like it's anywhere between 12 and 20% women going into the service. It's amazing.
Now, they get out. Do they have the same kind of needs as male veterans?
No, unfortunately they don't. And a lot of women have the imposter syndrome where they feel like they're not real veterans because they only did this or they only did that. And they sometimes isolate themselves. So we're out here today to let them know. And the four women that have come up today didn't know that we existed, didn't know that there is a sisterhood here for them.
I almost can't believe that, because I've talked to Dr. Andrea Gail Bennett from the EOVS, and that's one of her focuses for the EOVS is, hey, we're here for women.
We are here for women, and I am happy to say that our membership has grown 33% from last year. So doing these outreach, getting out into the community, we're letting women know that we're here and we're a resource for them.
So whether it's 4 or 40 today, every woman counts. Every woman veteran counts.
In the state of Massachusetts, there are 2,600 women veterans, and I only have access to 3,000.
I thought there'd be more than that.
We try. It's these outreach. It's people. It's word of mouth. And once they come to one of our events, oh, it's amazing. They're like, this is the greatest thing ever. The sisterhood is palpable. It's amazing.
And I just think, as a male veteran myself, I remember my Marine Corps sisters, and they were like sisters, annoying sometimes and very protective sometimes too.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, why can't they have a seat at the table? Why aren't they more welcomed?
Well, sometimes their time in service wasn't as pleasurable or meaningful for one reason or another, like I talked about the imposter syndrome. But I am very impressed with more male veterans are trying to bring them in the fold, trying to say it's a safe space, it's okay. And that's the thing, is sometimes it's not a safe space. So with us coming together and finding our women veterans, we give them a voice.
I really want to appreciate you coming and talking with me, because I don't want any veteran, woman or otherwise,
right,
to feel less than.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this, what the VA is doing here today is amazing. And I've gotten to meet a bunch of people that aren't aware of their state benefits, you know, their annuity, their tax abatement. So that's a real big reason why we're the state's here to tell them, educate them on what they are entitled to.
Well, I just want to thank you for talking with me.
Thank
I've
you.
Talked to Corey and others from the EOVS. And
not as cool as me.
No. Corey, you're not as cool as her. I'm going to tell you that right now, brother. So I just want to say thank you for being part of number 499. It just means the world to me that you shared so openly. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Will do. We are Mission in Flight. Hey, it's Travis, Oscar Mike Radio. Back here, Mission in Flight, with Greg from Veterans Voice Network. Greg, welcome.
Travis, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
We're kind of like peers in the same kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
I love what you do.
Well, I've been doing this now for about 20 years. I started off as a veterans advocate with UMass Boston and with ITT Technical Institute. And now I started the radio show because there were no media outlets that would pay attention to anything we wanted to do concerning veterans. They had no advertising budgets. They wouldn't give us any help. So out of desperation, I called the radio station and they let me in, and 14 years later, we're still going on.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm almost 10 years old to the day.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. I know you'd appreciate that. You've been doing this a long time. In your mind, what do veterans still need that they're not getting right now?
Boy, they need a kick in the ass.
Really?
And the reason I say that is they're all wonderful. They're well-meaning, but they don't take the time to take care of themselves. The statement that they always come up with, oh, I'm not that bad. Somebody has it worse than I am. I don't want to take it away from somebody else. When in reality, there's more than enough benefits to go around, but my show helps to create awareness and get the veterans out there to go to the local VSOs and the various service agencies and sign up for your benefits. Come on, you deserve it. If you don't deserve it, your family does.
Well, isn't it right, too, that if they don't use it, it's going to go away?
Yes, absolutely, Travis. If they don't spend to the budget, then, you had extra money. Well, you don't need that much money next year. Well, you can do without $100 million for the veterans' pocket. You didn't use it, so why don't we just take it back?
Right. And it's a real thing coming up. I really try to tell veterans, get out there. What's some of your favorite parts about doing your radio show?
I think to see the dedication and the love that the veterans groups have on my for other veterans. My show tries to get guests every week that are relative to the industry. And inevitably, the people that I get that are the most dedicated are dedicated because they want to be, not because they're getting paid to, or that they can get bigger paying jobs in the private sector. But they want to return. They feel good within the veterans community. And it's a camaraderie that veterans helping veterans is a good thing.
Nice. Well, I just admire what he does. I'm going to have the links to the Veterans Voice Network on the Ask Mike Radio Show post. This is number 499. It's a special moment for me. Thank you so much for joining in.
Travis, welcome. Sometime you want to come down to Marchfield, we can have you on my show. We can talk some vet stuff.
Let's trade shows. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
Yes, that sounds great, Travis. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much. We're Mission in Flight.
Bye, buddy.
All right, closing this out, number 499 here at the Brockton VA Veterans Expo. I'm with the main legend, the GOAT, the guy who does it all, Sir David Heinke. Welcome to Oscar Mike Radio.
Hey, thank you, brother. Travis, you're just the best. And Dave Heinke here, VA Boston Healthcare. You know, we're kicking it with all of our friends. We're federal VA, but we got Executive Office of Vet Services. We got the state. We got every partner, nonprofit agency in the area. It's just great. One team, one fight.
It's been great coming here. This is my 499th show we're recording right now. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
Yeah. So if people like you make this, we call it one team, one fight event, in the sense that all of us, we're going to take care of us, each other, as veterans and families. We got to look out for each other, because you know what? The public's great. American public's great, but they don't always get it. But we do. So that's why we keep doing stuff like this. Because we're looking out for each other, got each other's back.
David, thank you so much for making this a great memory for Mission in Flight.
One team, one fight, brother. Godspeed.
All right, there we go. That's a wrap. Thank you very much.
Every generation, every sacrifice. Our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action and the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister 1 production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.